An open fire on a mass transit train stop in the Bronx before escaping.
And always streaming on the Richard Cantu app.
ABC News. ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Sometime before dawn, it's believed, the Senate will vote on a $95 billion package of military aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Indo-Pacific allies. The vote held up by senators opposed to Ukraine aid, each given 1 hour to speak. Kentucky's Rand Paul.
This bill gives the finger to American taxpayers. This bill gives the finger to all of America. This bill is Ukraine first, America last.
Unclear what will happen once the Senate passes it. House Speaker Mike Johnson won't approve it because it doesn't have border provisions the Republicans rejected last week. Donald Trump continues his attempted takeover of the Republican Party on Monday night, calling for a leadership change at the Republican National Committee. Mass shooting here in New York City. One person killed, five others wounded when the gunman opened fire at a mass transit train stop in the Bronx before escaping. Richard Cantu, ABC News. Pope Francis got in some FaceTime with Argentina's new president, a longtime critic.
Argentina's president, Javier Milei, sitting down for about an hour at the Vatican with fellow Argentine Pope Francis, bringing gifts and pastries with him, showing an apparent willingness to patch up their relationship as he seeks to shore up support from his Catholic base. While running for office last year, Milei called Francis an imbecile who defends social justice, Milei telling Italian media he had to reconsider his position after he realized the Pope was the most important Argentine in all of Argentina. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News.
50 years ago, women couldn't get a mortgage on their own. Now, says the National Association of Realtors' Jessica Lotz, single women own more homes than single men.
They're more likely to be caregivers. They're more likely to be perhaps a single mom, have a multi-generational home with an elderly relative in it. And so they want a stable residence and to know exactly what their payment is going to be.
I'm Richard Cantu. ABC News.
The Todd Almost Show.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's 2024. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you live across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jane Matt Nair.
And I'm Greg Bach.
Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon as we break down the news and share some laughs along the way.
We're talking to politicians, we're talking to community leaders, and we're talking to anyone who has a story.
And we occasionally get a visit from an umbrella cockatoo. Join us for Matt Nair on Air Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. At least one Republican has announced their candidacy to replace outgoing Wisconsin Congressman Mike Gallagher. Gallagher announced he would not seek another term Saturday. Former state Senator Roger Roth has already announced his plan to run for the seat. Roth served as senator from 2017 until 2021 and ran for lieutenant governor alongside Tim Michaels in 2022. Current state senator Andre Jacques and GOP consultant Alex Brusewitz have also expressed interest in the seat. No Democrats have announced their intention yet to run for the seat. A leading Democrat says Republicans may be setting a trap for the governor if they pass his maps. Congressman Mark Pocan tweets Republicans could appeal those maps in federal court, and if they do, Wisconsin's current maps would stay in place through November. Many Democrats want the state Supreme Court to draw the maps. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Chiefs win another Super Bowl. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens from Super Bowl 58. The 49ers looked in control the first half of the game, but the Kansas City Chiefs, led by Patrick Mahomes, came back to send the game into overtime to win 25-22 over San Francisco. Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce, joined on the field by Taylor Swift, on how Mahomes led them on a final touchdown drive.
He found ways to propel us, even with his legs, as you saw today.
What did he say in the huddle for the last drive?
He said, let's go win this thing.
The Chiefs' defense able to hold San Francisco to just a field goal in overtime. Safety Justin Reed.
That's just team ball, man. We knew that we just needed to give our offense the best shot. We could turn the ball over or hold them to a field goal. The way they finished the end of the game, we knew they'd go down and score.
So for the second time in 4 years, the 49ers season ends with a loss against the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Tight end George Kittle.
You know, you train all season, go to OTAs, training camp. It's a long, long season. It's a long year. And to come up short of a goal, of a dream, it's not fun.
It's 49ers tight end George Kittle from Super Bowl 58. I'm Mike Clemens.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at Civic.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy skies here in the overnight, a light northwest wind, and by sunrise, lower 20s. On Tuesday, a mix of clouds and sunshine with highs in the mid-30s. More clouds Tuesday night into Wednesday when we'll see some sprinkles and flurries possible. Right now, it's 28.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back. 6 minutes past the hour, the top of the hour, I guess, for the, you know, the third hour of the program. Glad to have you with us. Media creates Biden fitness crisis. So writes Judd Legum over at popular.info. He's talking about how Robert Hur, the Republican special prosecutor that Merrick Garland appointed to look into Joe Biden, another reason to remove Merrick Garland now. But in any case, Robert Hur is a lawyer, not a doctor. And yet he's opining about the president of the United States' mental acuity. And this is an actual political threat. But what makes it really bad is how the media dealt with it. When Robert Hur's report came out, the media could have said, you know, Robert Hur, there's no there. Joe Biden didn't commit any crimes. And they're not going to prosecute him. And this Republican who did the investigation thinks that he's an old man. But so what? I mean, it could have been dealt with that way. And frankly, I think if it was about Trump, it would have been dealt that way. But because it was about a Democrat, the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Wall Street Journal, the three big national newspapers that we have in this country, all went nuts. Judd Legum did an analysis. And he says, the New York Times, the Washington Post, and the Wall Street Journal collectively published 81 articles about Hur's assessment of Biden's memory in the 4 days following the release of Hur's report. 81 articles. The New York Times published 30 stories about Biden's alleged memory issues between February 7 and February 10. The story was covered by 24 reporters, 4 opinion columnists, and the New York Times editorial board. Only one of those 30 stories in the New York Times mentioned a key fact, writes Judd Legum, that Hur is completely unqualified to render a judgment on Biden's mental capacity. The Washington Post featured even more coverage of Biden's memory, writes Judd Legum, in the aftermath of Hur's report. That paper produced 33 articles featuring Hur's opinions about Biden's memory between February 7 and February 10. Just one of the Washington Post's 33 articles noted that Hur's opinions of Biden were baseless, and that piece was written by their health reporter. The Wall Street Journal published 18 articles on Biden's memory during that time period, those 4 days. The Wall Street Journal's opinions pieces were even most caustic, flatly asserting that Hur's report proved that Biden was in cognitive decline and had a failing short-term memory. Quotes from the article. They did not produce any articles in the Wall Street Journal explaining that Hur has no qualification, no medical qualifications to determine whether Biden has a functional memory. I mean, keep in mind, Donald Trump called Viktor Orban the leader of Turkey. He said that he defeated Barack Obama in 2016 when he ran against Hillary Clinton. He has claimed that Obama is his opponent right now and that Obama's actually running the country. He mixed up Nikki Haley with Nancy Pelosi. Trump's mix, and so, you know, did these three newspapers go after Donald Trump for those failures? No. Judd Legum notes, the tenor of the coverage was markedly different. One of the New York Times articles was a brief recounting of the incident. This is when Trump mixed up Nikki Haley and Nancy Pelosi. Was a brief recounting of the incident without any suggestion that it was a political liability for Trump. So Robert Herr says, Biden couldn't remember when his son died, and everybody's like, oh my God, that's the end of Biden. You know, Biden, we gotta move on. You know, get him the hell out of here. Trump mixes up Nikki Haley and Nancy Pelosi, and the New York Times, instead of writing 30 articles about it like they did about Biden, they write one article about it, and that article never mentions the fact that this might hurt Trump politically, when that's the entire focus of the 30 articles that they ran about Biden. The other three articles briefly noted that Haley was using the mix-up to attack Trump. The Washington Post published only two pieces about this mix-up of Haley and Nancy Pelosi. I mean, this is this huge double standard. We saw this with Comey, the same thing. You know, that if you can provide the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Wall Street Journal, if you can provide our national media with data to attack a Democrat, the Dean Scream, you know, Gary Hart and monkey business. If you can provide the media with something that can be used to attack a Democrat, they will run with it as long and as hard as they can, because they just love this stuff. If you provide them with stuff that they can use to attack a Republican, they tend to downplay it. And it's been that way for a long time. I remember when Reagan was senile. I mean, a friend of mine, whose name I shouldn't probably disclose because of what I'm about to tell you, but a friend of mine's wife was one of the court reporters in the room with Ronald Reagan when he was deposed in Iran-Contra. And I will remember this till my dying day. I was sitting in their kitchen with Michael and his wife in Los Angeles, and you know, having this conversation about, you know, she had just finished this deposition, like, you know, a day or two earlier, and she was just in shock. She was like, you know, over 100 times, Ronald Reagan did not know where he was. He didn't know what day it was. Now, this was the seventh year of his presidency. This wasn't after he left office. And it was no secret that, I mean, I'm sure you can still Google it, but did the media go nuts with it? No. They were like, well, you know, Reagan seems to be having some problems remembering things. Yeah, right. It blows my mind. The media bias in this country is shocking. The other thing I want to share with you, the other story, is a geeky science for the day, and then I'll pick up your calls here. This is a first ever new report. It's from the UN Convention on the Conservation of Migratory Species of Wild Animals, also known as the CMS, the Convention on Migratory Species. And they just published the first ever State of the World's Migratory Species. Now, there's lots of different kinds of animals that migrate, right? I mean, you know, you've got whales, you've got geese, you've got ducks, you've got, I don't know of any mammals that migrate. Well, I suppose they do, yeah. You know, elk migrate, you know, bison. I mean, they, you know, winter, summer. But the big migrations, insects, you know, monarch butterfly was one of the ones that they identified as an endangered species. What they found, there are 1,189 species that the UN has recognized as endangered. And what they found was that one out of five are now facing extinction, roughly 20%, and 44% have seen significant population declines in the last decade or so. This is caused by humans breaking up habitats, hunting, in many cases, these animals, and polluting areas with plastics, chemicals, light, and noise that disrupt their ability to migrate or their life cycles. And then, of course, there's climate change as well. The report was released as over 130 signatory countries. By the way, the United States has not signed this convention. Neither has Russia. Neither has China. But they're gathering next week. Actually, this week. In fact, the meeting started today in Uzbekistan. from today through the 17th, I guess today through, what is that, Saturday, to talk about this. The monarch butterfly, the humpback whale, the loggerhead turtle, among the chief threats are agriculture and fishing. Over the past three decades, 70 CMS-listed species have become more endangered, including the steppe eagle, the Egyptian vulture, and the wild camel. Meanwhile, almost all, 97% of the 58 fish species listed are facing a high risk of extinction, including migratory sharks, rays, and sturgeons. Incredible. Time to pay attention. You know, this is what we are doing to the planet that sustains our lives. This whole Cartesian worldview thing, you know, where humans think that we are so unique, we are so special, we are not even animals anymore, we're humans, we're something separate from all, it's nonsense. And it's leading us to kill a planet and in the process endanger ourselves.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I'll be back with your calls in just a minute.
In touch with the city of lakes, music on the river, we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris, 83 years old and looks amazing, still kicking, punching, and feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements into one. And when it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for a lot of us. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, gives you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code EASY or text EASY to 511-511 and claim 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. So text EASY to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
988 Wisconsin Lifeline. How can I help you?
Share hope, find purpose when you become a 988 Wisconsin Lifeline counselor. The 988 Wisconsin Lifeline provides free and confidential support to anyone experiencing a mental health or substance use crisis. Staffed by Family Services, 988 has experienced tremendous growth, and more statewide counselors are needed to answer calls, texts, and chats to the Lifeline. If you want to share hope and find purpose in your next job, apply now. You can work remotely from anywhere in Wisconsin. Training is provided and flexible hours are available. 988 Wisconsin Lifeline counselors enjoy competitive compensation and benefits packages. Most importantly, you can share hope and find purpose when you become a 988 Wisconsin Lifeline counselor. Apply today at 988lifelinecounselor.org. Family Services is an equal opportunity employer.
Paid for by grants from SAMHSA and the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Now I guess I'm just rooting for Kansas City because it's more about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift for me.
It is at this point. And I want to congratulate Taylor Swift for making the Super Bowl in her rookie season. There's not a lot of rookies in the NFL who make it all the way to the big game, but she did. And you know, if they win, she's getting a ring.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across
across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local civic media radio station.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The KreipsCast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
All in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewbacca Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they would love it. After all, it's a freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. The biggest change for Blue and Chewy was that they went from having a few extra pounds too many to being more fit. We could see that. We could tell that they felt better. Their coats looked healthier. They had more spring in their step. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf stable so we don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. I can get you up to 54% off your first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. drmartypets.com/Tom. Welcome back. 21 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Bill in Clifton, New Jersey. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Quickly, while I theorized while I was on the phone how Trump got the sores on his hands. Uh-huh. I believe that earlier that day he shook hands with a priest who still had holy water on his hands from performing a baptism. And
burned him.
Yeah, burned him good.
I get it.
But
I'm still thinking he has syphilis, but you know, I'm not a doctor. The sores on his hands looked identical to what you see with syphilis, and they only last for a day or two. I mean, that's the, you know, when you get this eruption, and that's like your warning, and then it goes back underground for, you know, a couple of years and eats your brain.
Right, Al Capone.
Yep.
Anyway, I still can't figure out how they came up with age 35 for a president to run, because, you know, in the 1790s, the longevity, the average age people lived to was around 35.
Well, here's the problem with that, those numbers, Bill. Most people lived into their 70s or 80s back in the 1700s. Thing is that many children died in their first 5 years, mostly from infections, but also from, you know, complications of childbirth and things like that. And so those longevity statistics are mostly biased by infant mortality.
Right. But, you know, at the time of Independence Day, most of the founding fathers were around 20, 18 years old or something like that.
No, they were in their late 20s, early 30s. Although, you know, I mean, at that point in time, Ben Franklin was in his 70s. George Washington was in his 40s.
Right.
Jefferson was in his 30s. Madison, I think, was in his 30s. So, yeah. But you know, I think that what they were saying was that we value wisdom and that a certain amount of age gives you wisdom.
But John Marshall, who was one of the longest, I think he died at 79 or something. Yeah. He had no formal law education other than taking a series of lectures from this guy named Wyeth at William and Mary, who was a big proponent of proponent of judicial review.
Right. Right, and which what brought us Marbury versus Madison. You know, that was the norm back then.
Right.
You know, you had a mentor, and the mentor would decide when, because we didn't have licensing systems like we do now for doctors or lawyers back then.
Or a bar. what's so bad about our party, or the Democrats at least, stating as a tradition they're going to select somebody from enforcement who runs the AG department, someone who has a law degree who's going to work in federal office, or maybe every person that serves in a higher form of election or something should have had 2 years of federal office before they're allowed, so they're not some clown who sold real estate.
Right.
And
well, that's what elections are supposed to do, Bill. And if we had an honest media, frankly, rather than a profit-driven media, Donald Trump never would have been president in 2016. He got $2 billion for the free advertising because CBS thought it was making the money.
Right. But anyway, I think they should lower the age. And I understand that there's also age limits on senators. And I think anybody who's had 2 years or something or whatever it is should be able to run. But
you're not going to get that through. That requires changing the Constitution. You can't just do that with legislation. And that's 2/3 of the House and Senate, 3/4 of the states.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Pretty high bar.
Right. The last thing is ambassadorship should not be wholesale bribery.
It
should be someone from a diplomat working their way up the diplomatic corps to become an ambassador, which is pretty high function.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That is kind of the last vestige of the old spoils systems is the ambassadors. I'm with you on that. Bill, thank you. Good stuff. Jerry in Yuma, Arizona. Hey, Jerry, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Good morning, man. Hey, I was just kind of wondering how long our government is going to let this loser citizen Trump dictate domestic and foreign policy. It seems to me like this guy's got half of our government going along with everything he says.
Yeah.
And he's just a enemy combatant. And in my mind, he's committing insurrection right now.
I agree. He's threatening members of Congress with primary challengers if they don't go along with what Vladimir Putin wants. Basically, I mean that's.
You bet.
Trump is an agent of Putin.
You bet. And I'll tell you what, if he was in one of those authoritarian countries that he loves so much, they'd have done got rid of his butt.
Yeah. In short order, you're absolutely right, Jerry. Thank you. Spot on. It's 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of this break. It's the Tom Hartman Program. Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the True People's Media. I'll be right back with your calls. Stay tuned.
Broadcasting from atop the water tower. Online.
Well, not really, but it sounds fun.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
You've been hearing me rave about Cozy Earth for a couple of years now and how incredibly soft and luxurious their sheets are. Well, I'm not alone. They literally have thousands of customers who have left 5-star reviews on their website, like this one from Hallie. Honestly, the best sheets we've ever had. Absolutely a dream to slip into each night. Everyone deserves to splurge on these sheets. You'll have no regrets. Louise and I love how soft our Cozy Earth sheets are. Cozy Earth sheets, available now in 15 awesome colors, are made from viscose from bamboo, making them temperature regulating
so you'll sleep cool and comfy year-round. Cozy Earth even offers a 100-night sleep trial. Sleep on it, wash it, try it out. If you're not completely in love, just send it back within 100 days for a full refund. Experience life-changing luxury with the world's softest sheets. Go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code TOM at checkout to save up to 35% on Cozy Earth's bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code TOM, T-H-O-M.
From the Mississippi to the Apple and points eastward, you're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Sometime before dawn, it's believed, the Senate will vote on a $95 billion package of military aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Indo-Pacific allies. The vote held up by senators opposed to Ukraine aid, each given 1 hour to speak. Kentucky's Rand Paul.
This bill gives the finger to American taxpayers. This bill gives the finger to all of America. This bill is Ukraine first, America last.
Unclear what'll happen once the Senate passes it. House Speaker Mike Johnson won't approve it because it doesn't have border provisions the Republicans rejected last week. Donald Trump continues his attempted takeover of the Republican Party on Monday night, calling for a leadership change at the Republican National Committee. Mass shooting here in New York City. One person killed, five others wounded when the gunman opened fire at a mass transit train stop in the Bronx before escaping. Richard
Cantu,
ABC News.
Always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The National Weather Service confirms last week's storms in south-central Wisconsin produced two tornadoes. One was an EF1 in Greene County, and the other was an EF2 tornado that touched down near Evansville. While they brought widespread damage to the area, no one was killed and only minor injuries were reported. They were the first ever tornadoes in Wisconsin in February. Wisconsin's Republican senator in Washington says he wants Mitch McConnell out as Senate Minority Leader after Republican senators quickly killed the bipartisan border deal last week. Ron Johnson says that McConnell negotiated his fellow Republicans into a losing position. Johnson is also defending Congressman Mike Gallagher. He voted against impeaching Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Then Gallagher announced Saturday he won't seek re-election in November. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
African American soldiers have participated in every major U.S. war, but often served with only black troops. The 1948 President Harry Truman signed an executive order that integrated the United States Armed Forces following the end of World War II. This action supported the rights of black soldiers.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy skies here in the overnight, a light northwest wind, and by sunrise, lower 20s. On Tuesday, a mix of clouds and sunshine with highs in the mid-30s. More clouds Tuesday night into Wednesday when we'll see some sprinkles and flurries possible. Currently 29 degrees.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jim from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jim.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people are going to say, oh, man, she's a Republican. She's a Democrat. She's whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. From the heart of the St. Croix Valley, we're in touch with you. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support. From international trade policy to immigration policy to housing, we've got all kinds of topics. The wars between Republicans and Democrats, the Republican efforts to induce fascism in the United States. A great selection of opinions will be found over at HartmanReport.com. Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 83 years old and looks amazing, still kicking, punching, and feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements into one. And when it comes to health, this has been a real game changer. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, gives you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy or to enhance your overall well-being or want to feel younger, just go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com and use the code EASY or text EASY to 511-511 and you'll get 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text EASY to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. What's on your mind today? Mike in Anchorage, Alaska. Hey, Mike. What's up?
Hi, Tom. You don't have a dog in that fight, but you do have a horse in that race.
Oh, that's a better metaphor.
So that'll get
it?
You away from... Yeah, it works. Yeah.
Thank you.
And my favorite Trump gaffe is that he says that we won the Revolutionary War because we control the airstrips.
Yes.
But that's not why I called. In my sort of wandering around, I found a thing about, you know, Justice Scalia, who wrote the decision on Heller, he was careful to stress the limited nature of its ruling. And he wrote for the majority, like most rights, the right secured by the Second Amendment is not unlimited. It is not a right to keep and carry any weapon whatsoever in any manner whatsoever and for whatever purpose. And the court also stated that, you know, there were presumptively lawful issues like you can prohibit firearm possession by dangerous people.
Correct.
You can forbid firearm possession in sensitive places like schools and government buildings, and you can impose conditions on the commercial sale of firearms. When did all that get lost in the weeds?
It's getting lost in the weeds at the state level, Mike. You've got state after state that's converting themselves to what they call constitutional carry, which means that anybody can carry a weapon, a loaded weapon, in public, in full sight, with no permit, no permission, no background check, no nothing. And, what the Supreme Court said in Heller, and you're right, Scalia, you know, pointed that out, was that states can regulate guns within certain limits. And we've seen that tested, in fact, there was a subsequent decision to Heller. I forget the name of the case, but Clarence Thomas wrote the decision. This was, what, last year or the year before? And in which Clarence Thomas said, you know, whenever we look at these things, we have to go back into history and all this. It was just a nonsensical decision commentary or whatever. But, they have knocked down some restrictions and they've upheld other restrictions. But it's up to the individual states, and the least restrictive, these so-called constitutional carry states, that seems to be just fine with the Republicans on the Supreme Court.
Okay, well, I was just kind of...
Federalism.
I felt a little better when I read about this, Scalia's... I love that.
Yeah, well, you know, yeah, he's saying we can put some rational limits on it. But you know, he also,
exactly.
You know, that decision also, the whole point of the Heller decision, Mr. Heller was a resident of Washington, D.C., who wanted to have a gun for his own protection in his own home and was denied the right to do that. And that, I mean, that was the essence of the case. And those kinds of gun restrictions are gone now, like Washington, D.C. had. And that's why America now, you know, the leading cause of death among children is now bullets. We lead the world in this stuff.
You know, maybe you should have Michael Moore on your program sometime, and you guys could, there's so much in his Where Do We Invade Next that is...
Oh, yeah, that's a
brilliant
movie.
All these different
issues. And, of course,
issues.
Bowling for Columbines,
I love that.
Our guns.
Yeah, no, Mike's been on the program before. He's a good guy, and he's always, you know, the door's always open if he wants to drop by. Mike, I need to move along, but thanks for the call. Your points are fascinating. Thank you very much. Steve in Phoenix. Hey, Steve, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Happy afternoon here.
Yeah.
You know, World War III actually began in 2014 when Putin invaded Ukraine.
I think you're right.
And yes, yes. And you know, it's just the tip of the spear. And he also started with us in 2016 with us with the presidential election when he inserted himself into that. And we shouldn't have let him get away with that in either situation.
And I want the Mueller report to be unredacted. You know, Merrick Garland is refusing to unredact the Mueller report, and it was written for the public.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking about that, too. And it doesn't make any sense to me either why it's unredacted. And also it doesn't make any sense why he continues to serve as the AG. Yeah. If we need a Democratic Bill Barr.
Yeah.
Trump wouldn't stand for this. I don't know why Joe is standing for this. We got to get him the,
well,
get him
he's
the heck out
he's
of there.
Honoring this tradition that goes back to I believe around the time of World War II, that the Justice Department is independent of the White House. And, you know, it's a fine tradition, and, you know, I have a lot of respect for it and, you know, all that sort of thing. But, you know, Trump broke that. And as had George Herbert Walker Bush, by the way. Bill Barr was George Herbert Walker Bush's attorney general also. And that was, you know.
Yeah, the Iran-Contra.
Exactly. You know, when they pardoned Cap Weinberger and four other people on Christmas Eve in 1992. And that, you know, that was a crime in my mind, you know, on the part of Bill Barr. But, you know, Bill Barr
certainly was. These are very, very trying times, and we can't let this stuff go on. Lastly, I just want to say is, you know, I certainly expect and hope that Barack, Obama, Bill Clinton, and hopefully Bernie will, I'm sure, and maybe even Gavin Newsom get out on the campaign trail.
Yeah.
For Joe.
Oh, they will.
Campaign.
They will. You're not going to see that until after Labor Day.
Right.
You know, the real campaigning runs from basically the end of August or, you know, the first of September, you know, until the election. So, but they'll be out there, I guarantee you. Steve, thank you for the call. Julie in Garland, Texas. Hey, Julie, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom.
Hey.
Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
I have a question that I think it would edify me, but it would also be good maybe for others to hear. I was in conversation with somebody who definitely would describe himself as a libertarian, I believe, certainly not a Democrat, and I guess a Republican if needed. But we were talking briefly. He's not someone I like to get into political discussions with much because it goes nowhere. he's pretty adamant about his views. But he was, I said something about our democracy, my concern, and he said, we're a republic. You know, he was dismissing the fact that we're a democracy. And I realized in that I didn't know exactly how to respond to that. And I thought perhaps you might be able to.
Here's the response. Do we have elections?
Bit about the differences and how they interact with one another.
Right. Well, yeah, there's a backstory, and then there's the response. But my response when somebody says, you know, we're not a democracy, we're a republic, I would say, we're not a democracy, you mean we don't hold elections?
No, I would agree with you on that.
Because that's the definition
sort
of a democracy.
I wasn't going to even go down that road.
Right. You know, but here's where it started. In 1787, when James Madison and his merry band, basically, were trying to promote the Constitution. Madison, in fact, he wrote about this in one of the Federalist Papers. He argued, and I'm trying to think. I don't think John Jay wrote it. I'm pretty sure it was just James Madison. But in any case, what he said was that we are not going to create a democracy here in the United States because democracy is mob rule. And the reason he said that was because that was the major argument against the Constitution by the people who did not want to have a federalist form of government. They wanted to maintain the individual states as basically independent nations with a free trade treaty, which is
what the Articles of Confederation were prior to the Constitution. And so Madison kind of threw a bone to those people and said, okay, we're not doing a democracy, we're doing a republic. 30 years later, when Madison was president, or 25 years later when he was president, you know, he came out and he said, we've been a democracy all along. And I just basically said that as a rhetorical argument. But that's where it started. And then it kind of went quiet for about 200 years. And then in the 1950s, when Joe McCarthy was on his Jeremiads against the Democratic Party, his famous quote, never call it the Democratic Party, that sounds too nice, always call it the Democrat Party, with emphasis on the rat. And you know, advice that is now being followed on Fox News literally every single day by literally everybody who's on that program. And what McCarthy said was, we should never refer to America as a democracy because it sounds too much like Democratic Party. Instead, we should refer to America as a republic because that sounds like Republican Party. And so the Republicans, okay, ever since around 1956, have taken this position that we're a republic, not a democracy. The Democrats have said, you know, we're a democratic republic. If you want to know the actual technical definition of our country, we are a constitutionally limited, that is to say, we have a constitution that limits the power of governments. Not all countries do. We're constitutionally limited, democratic, we have elections, representative, we elect representatives. We don't do pure democracy like the Greeks did, where everybody votes on everything. We hire people to do those things for us. We call them senators and congressmen. Representative, democratic republic. We are constitutionally limited. Representative democratic republic is the form of government that we have. And, you know, it's just, but, you know, once you know the history, then, but, you know, if somebody's like really adamant about that, you know, no, it's a republic. No, it's not a democracy. I'm like, you know, okay, so what? You know, let's talk about, you know, what does that mean about, you know, how we're going to handle Medicare or something like that. Julie, thank you for the call. And thanks for giving me an opportunity to go off on that little history lesson. I appreciate the call. It's 46 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Exposing the con in conservative. I'll be right back with your calls.
Connecting with you, like smelt fries and online, music on the river, and on the we're Civic Media Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they would love it. After all, it's freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. The biggest change for Blue and Chewy was that they went from a few extra pounds to being more fit, and we could tell that they look better and they feel better. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love it that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. My listeners can get up to 54% off the first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
African American soldiers have participated in every major U.S. war, but often served with only black troops. The 1948 President Harry Truman signed an executive order that integrated the United States Armed Forces following the end of World War II. This action supported the rights of black soldiers and is still considered one of the earliest signs of desegregation. Today, more than 30% of the military is black. Listen for more black history stories here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
Earl Ingram. Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Sandy, people are talking about influencers. I don't see too many septuagenarians or octogenarian influencers. They're alive.
We're trying. Radio shows like this are our efforts to be influencers, I suppose.
Yeah.
I
mean, we can possibly be influencers?
Well, maybe. Oh. I don't know.
Calvin's laughing.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Todd Almaz Show.
I'm Trigvi Olsen. Steven from Green Bay. Go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Almaz Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested...
Guns and the Second Amendment and the Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. Order your copy now, The Hidden History of the War on Voting. Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. February is Heart Health Month, and I encourage you and those you care about to take steps to improve your heart health. More than half the population would benefit from blood pressure support, including me. That's why I eat Super Beats Heart Chews. They're the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended way to support healthy blood pressure, and they even promote heart-healthy energy without the stimulants. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Super Beats are clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. And with over 40,000 five-star reviews and counting, people are raving about Super Beats Heart Chews. Because I want to be healthy, I've been using Super Beats Heart Chews for years. Support your heart health with Super Beats Heart Chews. Get a free monthly supply of Super Beats Heart Chews on all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to TomLovesBeats.com. Seriously, you can get this exclusive offer only at TomLovesBeats.com. T-H-O-M loves B-E-E-T-S.com. TomLovesBeats.com. Check it out. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Brian in Tacoma, Washington. Hey, Brian, what's up?
Hey, so there's been a lot of talk about, whether Trump is disqualified or not from the 14th Amendment, Section 3. Matt Gaetz has introduced a resolution, I believe it's called, not a law, not a bill, but a resolution that says, you know, that Donald Trump did not commit insurrection.
Yeah.
It's just a meaningless messaging bill from them. But the Democrats can totally, I don't think it's been voted on yet. Once they vote on it, the Democrats should be screaming loudly, publicly, constantly that they have, that Congress has failed by a 2/3. It will pass, of course, by 2 votes, which is like 51%. But it will not be 66 or 67%. And so Congress will have failed to remove the penalty of Trump not being able to run on the section. You know, of course, Gates and Green and whatever, they won't be selling it as that. But the Democrats, it's about narrative shaping. It's about, you know, playing their game sometimes. And lots of your callers are complaining, why aren't the Democrats better at this game? You know, so, yeah.
That's a brilliant analysis, Brian. That's absolutely brilliant.
Yeah. Now we voted, and he only got 51% or whatever of the House. Right. He did not get 66, so he is instantly today disqualified from running for president.
Right. So. Yeah. I like it. It's not. Right. You know. I need to.
I get it's not binding. It's not binding. Yeah. But I mean, the point is like there are somehow, I don't know how, but there are 10% or whatever this country who vote, who are swayable. Mm. Good God, how could you be swayable? The parties couldn't be more opposite.
Oh, these are low information voters, and that's the problem. Brian, I you know, your point is well made, and I need to get another caller in here before the end of the show. But thank you very much for the call. Teresa in Paloa or Pahoa, Hawaii?
Correct, Pahoa.
Yeah. What's up, Teresa?
Well, just to reply to you about regarding the, you know, Hawaii Supreme Court justice, mm-hmm. you know, and all this stuff, I dove into it and found out then that it all stemmed from an incident that happened in Maui in December 2017 where this guy tells the officer, "Hey, I got a weapon on my waistband," and it says that it was unregistered, and he didn't even apply for a permit on a handgun, and so it all stems from that back in 2017. And I'm looking at the court documents that explains everything about it. And
right. Is there much discussion about this in Hawaii? Is there a debate in Hawaii about gun control?
That's another thing I wanted to tell you, that my husband and I, we watched the news, and there was nothing, like absolutely nothing. Huh. Yeah.
Was I reporting on a story that was out of date? I thought this was a recent thing.
No. This court papers came out this February.
Yeah, that's what
February
I thought.
February 7th of this year.
Yeah, so last week.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, it's amazing.
Okay.
Yeah, I was out in the dark and thankful bring the light so I can read about it.
There you go.
Find out more about it.
Well, thank you for the information, Teresa. I appreciate that. And thank
You're
you
welcome.
So much for calling.
Yeah, you can find the document in courts.state.hi.us, and it brings up, there's 53 pages of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much,
Tom.
Teresa. Jennifer in Portland. Jennifer, I just have 20 seconds. Do you have a quick comment you want to make?
Yes, I do. I want to suggest that E. Jane Carroll use her winnings to invest in starting 1,000 progressive radio stations in the Midwest.
I love it. That's assuming that she's actually going to get that money out of Donald Trump. but I love the idea. Jennifer, thank you so much. Thank you. And thank you for being brief. That was great. That was perfect. Thank you so much for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag your it. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you, and stay safe. We'll catch up with you on the other side.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
So let me guess, your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You're still not sleeping, you're still hurt, and you're stressed out. That's how it is for a lot of people. So clear out your medicine cabinet and reset your health with CBD from CB Distillery. I've tried it. It's great stuff. It works wonderfully. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm, 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity, and an impressive 90%, including me, said they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't found relief, make the change like I did to CB Distillery. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. I have a 20% discount to get you started. Just visit cbdistillery.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com, code TOM.
Like smelt fries and music on the river, we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke here, bringing you the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings on WLAK. This isn't just for farmers, people. It's for anybody that enjoys food. Tune in 5 a.m. on Lake Air 1260 WLAK Amory.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Kroot. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. In Harris County, Houston, Texas, the woman left her keys in her apartment.